Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends. My name is Eric Cloward, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. Before I begin today's episode, I just want to make a quick note. I know that it's been quite a while since I've posted a podcast episode, and over the last year or so, I've been doing a lot of writing, and I've actually recorded a few episodes, and I've decided that I want to go ahead and restart this podcast. It's been a bit challenging because I do find that perfectionist streak inside me struggles with getting episodes out, and that's kind of what today's episode is about. It's about being a friend to yourself. One of the hardest things in life that I've found, and it's been something I've worked on for the last year or so, is the idea of self-acceptance. Now, I know this may seem like kind of a simple topic for some people, but for plenty of us, the idea of self-acceptance is something that's quite challenging. In my case, because of having grown up in such a dysfunctional home and with a lot of emotional and physical abuse, as well as living with a very restrictive religion, I find that I oftentimes will be incredibly hard on myself, sometimes to the point where I will simply feel overwhelmed or shut down when I'm working on something, even if it's something that I really enjoy or that I'm honestly doing a good job at. That inner critic just becomes a little bit too much. So one of the things that I've been working on is being much kinder to myself and more accepting of my faults and the things that I may not like about myself, but understanding that they are all just a part of me and being better about accepting those things makes it easier for me to make the changes I want. It makes it easier to actually get things done that I want to get done because I can let go of that inner critic. So today I want to address this a little bit more. Marcus Aurelius said, "Equanimity is the voluntary acceptance of the things which are assigned to thee by the common nature." And what Marcus meant by this is simply that accepting who you are, accepting the good and the bad about you, is one of the most important things that you can do to find balance and peace in your life. There's always going to be things that you're not going to like about yourself. But if you can learn to be okay with those things and just recognize that they're a part of you and be kinder to yourself, like a good friend would be, then you can make sure that those things don't keep you from doing the things you want or self-sabotaging the things that you're working on. So why is it so hard to accept ourselves? I think a lot of it comes down to the culture that we live in. One of the biggest things in our culture is we're oftentimes bombarded with the idea, or we're given the idea, that failing at something is bad. That when we don't succeed at something, then there must be something that is personally wrong with us. And this is brought about by a lot of different aspects. And one of the biggest ones that you may not think about is marketing in our culture. So I studied marketing in college, and for me, marketing was something that made sense. It was pretty easy, because it was very much about human psychology and behavior. But the one thing that I read that was always kind of, I guess, a little off-putting for me was the idea that in marketing, if you have a product that you want to sell and there really isn't that much of a market for it, you need to make a need for it. And one of the easiest ways to make a need is to make your audience feel like they are lacking in some way, that they're not good enough in some aspect, and that your product or service that you're selling is the solution to their problem. And since we are bombarded with all kinds of marketing throughout our lives, probably tens of thousands of messages throughout a year, even if we are aware that that's what's going on, those messages can easily kind of start to take root unconsciously because we have so many of them coming at us all the time. And when you have a culture that is constantly telling you that you're not good enough, that you need to be this beautiful or this muscular or this thin or this smart or whatever it is that you are insecure about, then those insecurities can simply just kind of grow on their own. Now, another area that makes it really hard to be accepting of ourselves is that we oftentimes are given expectations by other people, whether that's our family or our partner or the religion that we grow up in. There are plenty of ideas and expectations that are pushed upon us from the time we're born about who we're supposed to be and what we're supposed to do and what makes us a success in life. For example, I had friends in high school who, if they got an F, their parents would ground them. Rather than looking at that F on their report card as something that was telling them, hey, this is something where this kid is really struggling with and helping them, they would, punish the kid for that. And one area, and this was speaking from my own experience, that I found was probably one of the hardest was the expectations that were put upon me by religion. You guys know that I grew up Mormon, and it's a very, very strict religion. And unfortunately, there are a lot of expectations that are put upon the members. And they are told, this is how you live a happy life. And if you don't live this way, then you are a terrible person. And there's a lot of guilt and shame that goes along with that. And it took me till I was about 32 to finally let go of that and to walk away from that. Because I recognized that what the church had been telling me made a successful life weren't things that were all that important to me. Sure, there were some aspects that I agreed with, honesty, integrity, and so on. But there were plenty of other things that just simply didn't sit well with me. And rather than being in a place where there was a culture that could help support me and help me grow in the way I needed to, it was more that because I wasn't living the way that they thought I should, I was no longer part of their culture. Once I've, realized that it was causing more harm than good, I left. And I found my own tribe after leaving that, where I found that I do fit in. And I'm supported even with my flaws and the things that I'm not very good at. Another area, and probably one of the more subtlest areas that makes it hard to accept ourselves, is that our brains are wired to help us survive. Our brains will focus on the negative things about ourselves because it wants to make sure that we understand where we can fail. And while in some aspects this is good, in other aspects this is not so good because that's all we focus on. If we only focus on the bad things about ourselves, well, then we start to believe that we are just a bad person. And we're not. I don't believe that anybody is really, truly all bad. So now that we've discussed a few ways in which culture and society and religion make it difficult for us to accept ourselves, let's talk about why we should accept ourselves. When we fail to accept ourselves and all of our weaknesses, we hold ourselves back from making progress. Because we are so hard on ourselves, it really makes it hard to make any progress forward because we're constantly tearing ourselves down. Also, when we accept ourselves, we are simply acknowledging reality. So there's a quote that I really like from Mio Miyamoto Musashi, who's considered one of the greatest sword fighters of all times. And he said, "Truth is not what you want it to be. It is what it is, and you must bend to its power or live a lie." And I found that to be incredibly mind-blowing. It's just one of those sentences where you just go, wow, I never really thought of it that way. And when we are accepting ourselves, we are acknowledging reality. We are seeing ourselves as we truly are. We aren't trying to cover up for the darker parts of us. We aren't trying to make excuses for when we're selfish or when we're, you know, a little bit mean with somebody. We simply accept that sometimes we can be selfish and sometimes we are a bit mean. But in doing so, we're accepting reality and we're, and part of Stoicism is going forward and trying to deal with reality as best we can. And when we are able to accept reality as it is and accept ourselves as we are, then we can remedy a situation a lot faster. We can look for solutions rather than dwelling on all of our failures. Think about it this way. If we saw somebody telling a good friend of ours that they were really bad at something and they were just sitting there tearing them down about what it was that they wanted to accomplish. Maybe they're getting ready to run a marathon and somebody's just telling them that they're terrible and they're just going to fail and they're stupid for trying to do something like that. We'd probably step in and say, "Hey, you know what? Back off." We would do our best to defend our friend and to help bring our friend up. So why shouldn't we do that to ourselves? So this last part I want to get into is, how do we accept ourselves? How do we make this change so that we can stop being so hard on ourselves? I think the first and most important step, and I mentioned this just a few minutes ago, is that we need to be radically honest with ourselves. We need to acknowledge the truth. We need to admit and own that sometimes we're selfish or mean or whatever it is that we may not like about ourselves, that area that we tend to fail a lot. For me, I know that I get angry a lot about things, and I still struggle with that. But rather than looking at it as a terrible thing, I look at it as it's just a part of me, and it's something that I need to live with and understand, rather than try to banish it from who I am and my personality. The next part is we need to be good about giving grace to ourselves, so that when we do make those mistakes, when we are selfish or angry, that we go easy on ourselves. We are gentle with ourselves. We treat ourselves like a good friend would. We need to be honest, but we also need to be loving and kind. I mean, I don't know about you, but the friends that I like to keep around are the ones that tell me the truth and are very honest with me, but they're also very loving and kind with me, and they forgive me for the mistakes that I make and for the dumb things that I do. And while we're doing this, we need to remember that we're not letting ourselves off the hook. We don't simply go, you know, it's fine. I'm selfish. I know it. And therefore, I'm good. I can do whatever I want. It's about taking responsibility for our words and actions. Because we're being honest about who we are, we're saying, yep, I can be mean. I can be angry. I can be selfish. And we own those things that we do and say. And a big part of this is also that we, while we're taking responsibility for ourselves, that we learn how to set good boundaries. And we don't take responsibility for the things that are outside of our control. We simply acknowledge them, but we don't beat ourselves up when something unfortunate happens in our lives. When something bad happens in your life that you have no control over, it doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't mean you're being punished. It just simply means that life happens. By accepting ourselves for exactly who we are and having a clear-eyed view of who we are, being kind and loving towards ourselves, that we can start to make tremendous progress towards being the kind of people that we want to be. So that's the end of today's episode. I just want to say, like I always do, be good to yourselves, be good to others, and thanks for listening.
Hey, friends. Thanks for listening to the podcast. If you like what you hear, I would really appreciate if you could help support me by making a pledge on Patreon. You can find me at patreon.com/stoiccoffee. Even just a small amount helps in keeping this podcast going. Also, head on over to my website at www.stoic.coffee and sign up for our weekly newsletter. And lastly, if you know someone that might like or could benefit from this podcast, please share it with them. Word of mouth is one of the best ways to help this podcast grow. Thanks again for listening.